This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The global hunt for who supplied Hezbollah with the thousands of pagers that exploded in Lebanon this week continued Thursday. Security sources say that Israel was responsible for the explosions that killed 12 people and injured thousands. It is not clear how and when the pagers were weaponized so they could be remotely detonated. Same question remains for the hundreds of handheld radios used by Hezbollah that exploded Wednesday in a second wave of attacks. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged restraint from France, where he was meeting with the French Foreign Ministry.
France and the United States are united in calling for restraint and urging de-escalation when it comes to the Middle East in general and when it comes to Lebanon in particular. We continue to work to get a ceasefire for Gaza over the finish line.
How and when and with whose help the pager attack was carried out was not yet known, although so far there were possible leads in Taiwan, Hungary, and Bulgaria. From Iranian hacking to Russian influence campaigns, the 2024 presidential campaign is now encountering a spate of efforts by foreign adversaries to weaken faith in the outcome and potentially alter the results. The Biden administration has moved aggressively in recent weeks to call out the operations in hopes of alerting Americans to remain vigilant to wide-ranging, often hidden foreign efforts to influence their positions on hot-button positions, as well as the candidates. The latest development has come Wednesday when U.S. officials disclosed Iran's unsuccessful attempt to shop information stolen from the Trump campaign to his political adversary. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is